What's up, what's up, what's up? What's up, y'all? What's happening? It's SW Podcast Wednesday, and it is February 8th. All right, so let's get started, y'all. What's happening? First, I want to just ask real quickly, how y'all feeling? How y'all doing? If you want to tell me what's going on with you in the chat, you know, that's what it's for. Tell me how you doing, how you feeling. But we're going to jump to our show today because we got a couple of things to cover as, on our topic today. So in order to kind of like get that going, we're going to rev up and go ahead and start with the quote of the day. And everybody know the lyrics to this. If you don't, you're probably too young to even be watching the podcast today. But if you want you to learn something, you know, stay a while, sit for a few minutes. And listen to us, learn some today, because you is definitely, you know, going to be some discussion. All right. So the quote of the day is definitely none other than our girls, Salt and Pepper. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Whew. Let's talk about sex. Okay. So by no means am I a sex expert or anything of that nature. But, you know, I'm almost 41 years old. I have two children. I've had boyfriends. I've had a husband. I'm grown. So I have a little bit of experience, and I have some tools to put in your toolkit today. So it's gonna be a good conversation. Don't feel like, I mean, and I want to hear it. I want to hear what you gotta say. Number one, I want to hear where you go and how you get there when you're doing your thing, because we want to be able to, especially when we get to that part of the conversation, because we got people that need to hear about it because they're trying to learn about things as well. You feel me? So the quote is Salt and Pepper, but that's what we're talking about today, the good, the bad, and the ugly of sex, because it's so many things that go on in sex that you can't stop talking about. Like, that's why this subject is never, it's not just a one show subject. Sex is never just a one show subject. It's a lot to talk about with sex. We can't ever stop discussing sex and the intimate moments that go along with it. But you will always keep, we will always keep you informed of the great ways to communicate about sex, as well as why talking about sex saves time and money. Because, you know, you invested in people, getting to know people, giving, you know, having the opportunity to step out and do different things with different people. So you want to be able to, you want to know what you're doing. You want to know what's going on. You want to know what they going to do. You want to know. So y'all got to talk about it. It used to be a theory that people used to go by. They used to be like, it's you can't, you, the first couple weeks is too early to be talking about sex. What? Like, now that we, like, a lot of the things that we were taught as we were growing up, we have debunked those theories, trust me, because there are a lot of things that we saw that didn't make sense with the advice we was given versus what we were seeing. You see what I'm saying? So in that, we have to be the change in that. So with that being said, when we talk about sex today and the things that we're going to talk about that communicate with it, you cannot be waiting until 6 weeks into a relationship. You and this person about to go ahead and get it in. Y'all done planned it. Y'all talking about, let's do this, let's do that. And then that day, though, it's just starting to have the conversation that day. And now you just going to it. And now you're going to have just sex with, like, no common denominators. They just doing stuff to you. You don't know if you want to say, don't do that, or they do something you definitely hate, but you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. We got to change that theory. Those are things that we're talking about that we have to debunk. It's a lot of theories and getting to know people that aren't really the way that, like, you don't have to do it that way. It's another way to handle business. It's another way to get involved with people. And it's definitely another way to have sex. And it, don't let it just be boring. Okay. So the first thing we're going to talk about with sex are the things that lead to great sex. And of course, there isn't, you don't just get the hunch and think that you're going to start having the best sex of your life. It's communication tactics that lead up to that. And some of those tactics included, you have to trust that person. You definitely have to be able to, before you go in and start sharing things that you love or don't like, and fetishes you have, and things you want done to yourself that this person may have never even done, but you have to talk about it anyway, because you don't want to go in thinking like at some point they're gonna do this, but you talking to them and they letting you know that particular day before y'all get it on are a long list of things they don't do, and you ready to hunch. You done sat there and playing all this time to just, you know, go wild, have a good time, do this, do that, all that. That was the theory. That was the whole theory, just to go into it, right? But now you get to the situation and you can't even do that because y'all haven't had a conversation about safe areas, safe words, things you might like. You know, even if it's just the first time, they may do something terribly drastic, like y'all getting it from behind and then accidentally bump your booty hole and they just keep going. And you sitting there like, I don't like this, but they going, but you ain't stopping them. What? Okay, we tripping. So trust. Build trust. Trust is important when you're talking about going into sex and doing all these wonderful, beautiful things that sex brings to the table. You feel? So respect. Have respect for what people like and don't like, because if they don't like it, that doesn't mean that you don't have to stop liking it. It just means that this is not the person you will be able to do that with. Now, if you're going to take that chance and keep going in and say, I'm going to take this opportunity to do it anyway, do it. But respect their mind. Don't try to force it and be manipulative and try to change their mind. Respect. Because if a person, I'm going to tell you a secret, a little bit of secret. If when a person really likes you and they have that understanding of pleasing the person that they're with and they love that person, you hear that from me, but they will. All right. Respect, but respect their mind. All right. What's up, Kels? How you doing, buddy? What's popping? Communication. And I just said safe words now, because you gotta be able to talk about them safe words. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got a limit on how deep somebody can go, or you got a limit, if you're a man who, you know, loves to get rolled, but, she goes too hard or go too fast and you don't want to always have to say that, you got to say that from jump. Let her know, like, especially after the first time, like, maybe you want to see how it happens first. You feel me? Maybe you want to see. So when you see it and you don't like it, and then you like, now you come and you like, listen, boo. You got to slow down a little bit up though. You know what I'm saying? Just take it a little easier. You took a right too hard on that curve. I about pushed your ass off. You feel me? Like, speak up. Speak up. Communication is important. Adventure. And again, these are the things that lead up to having that really great sex. Things that lead to great sex. Once you get a person to have trust in you, respect for your mind, y'all can communicate what y'all like about sex. Y'all have talked about adventure. Long-term relationships and situationships or whatever, all that stuff lead to very, very exciting things. Comfortability. You want comfortability. You definitely don't want to be dealing with nobody who don't let you be comfortable. And you got to be sitting there thinking to yourself, like, oh, my God, I wanted him to do this, but I'm scared to say something because he said he don't like that. And if this man, okay, if a man got a long list of don't likes, he probably a little childish. If a woman got a long list of don't likes, they probably a little childish. And so you might, that might not be the person for you sexually. I'm just going to be honest, because it ain't easy to train nobody who got all these dislikes and they ain't never even tried no shit. That's like sitting up there still as a child saying what you don't eat. Nobody don't want to hear that. Nobody don't want to hear that shit. I'm just being honest. Nobody don't want to hear that. Period. Nah. You could tell me, you know, it's certain things you could tell a woman, like, I don't do this and I don't do that. But if you, if a man and a woman together, nobody ever wants to hear they don't do oral sex. Nobody ever wants to hear that. I don't know who you think you are and what place and time you live in. You need to just definitely just leave. It's over. It's never going to begin. That's why communication is important. You get up in there, y'all done been going, y'all been getting to know each other all this time, like, y'all, especially you people that do the 90-day rule. I don't like it, you do it, you handle it, whatever. That's you. The ones that have the 90-day rule, or anybody, and then the day that you're ready to go into it, and then you done got down there. Because the people who say they don't do oral sex, they don't do it. They don't do it. But they are going to receive it. So the ones that are telling you that they don't do it or whatever, cool, okay. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to go down there and you don't know that they don't do it. And you're going to go ahead and do it. You feel me? You're going to go ahead and do it. And then, you know, right before y'all get ready to go into y'all thing, you're going to expect the same thing in return. But, you know, as adults, we grown. We, you know, whatever. Even if it don't happen right then, you still going to be thinking like, well, okay. So, like, but me personally, if I do it to you, I'm trying to say, Jason, what did you come here for? For real? Why are you even present in today? Because you tripping. Okay, but you tell me, now we find out, and I'm all ready to go, and you say, you just like, I'm sorry, like, I should have stopped you. I should have what? Baby, I'll tell you right now, that'll be the day that I get up and get dressed and leave, because we ain't got a hunch. We ain't got a hunch. Comfortability creates peace. All of that is a part of the good shit that lead up to great sex. Once you know what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with, and all that good stuff, y'all gonna get it. Y'all gonna get it in. Cause all you need is somebody you can just be honest with. You don't have no problems with hunching on, because you ain't got no worries. Y'all grown. So whatever y'all doing, y'all gonna do. If whatever limitations, y'all talk about it. Because all that comes along with building and leading up to great sex. You cannot, and I keep telling y'all, everybody who's trying to put off having these conversations about what, how to hunch, not when not to hunch, I like this, I like that, but you ain't willing to tell nobody until the day of, you're gonna be in for a real rude awakening. A huge awakening. Okay? Things that lead up to great sex. You gotta be willing to start off like feel the temperature of the room. I wanna say that first, because if you're in the climate and you feeling what's going on, you should be able to know what should be acceptable. You know what I'm saying? If a man gonna fuck, period. Okay, that's that. If a woman constantly, y'all laying there, y'all chilling, y'all watching a movie or whatever, blah, 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 and she constantly rubbing her butt on you, she want to be played with. Now you get up and leave or start doing other shit and start, you know, you ain't catching the signals, you ain't reading the temperature of the room, you cannot be a person that's going to be great at being somebody who want to fuck. Because sometimes you just got to get straight into it. You got to go straight into it. Period. What you like, what you don't like, go ahead and show it right then. Because that's your opportunity. That's a pristine time to go ahead and get some things off your body, off your chest, because this is the moment. Now, people will show you what they like and don't like. So if you get to doing something that you like to do as a pleasurable thing, and they start showing you that it's not their thing, respect that. You got to respect that shit now, okay? It's never too late to start telling people what you like, and it's never too late to do new things. So you may have in the beginning of the relationship only thought that you liked certain things, but now that you done got deep in with this person, y'all got a good sex life, now you want to try new stuff. Because I used to think, like, dude's real childish, because now you want to bring up something that you like, and then it's like, I thought you went into that. Well, bitch, I'm into it now. God damn it. Like, what is up? Why are we even questioning anything? I ain't like it then. And the reason why men do that is because they think, oh, because you bringing it to them now, that means you must have tried it somewhere else. Man, I study you. I'm learning you, and I want to try different things with you. So we can't always be looking like something is up somebody's sleeve, because sex is sex. People want to hunch good. Nobody just don't want boring sex. People want to hunch good. They want to have great sex. Open up about your fantasies. Talk about them. Put them out there. Throw them fantasies out there, because y'all starting acting on them fantasies. Y'all start doing the shit that y'all talking about. That's going to create a great sex pattern. A great sex pattern. It's going to be things that you are looking to do, seeking to do, enjoying on a regular basis. So tune in to what your partner's showing you. Be very, very dynamic in tuning in to what they're showing you. I'm telling you, because missing a beat, you're going to fuck around and be like, oh, now she done learned this. Pay attention. She already showing you what she like. The clothes changing. Like the clothes around the house, the things around the house changing, like the type of sleepwear changing. It probably went from full goddamn pajamas, and now she wearing probably nothing. It's a reason for that. So get into it. Don't be sitting around here waiting for her to tell you what's going on. You better get in there and jump into it. Timing is everything. Sometimes you got 5 minutes, sometimes you got 25 minutes. You better make the best out of all of that. Get into it. Immediately, sometimes. I told you from the beginning, my first message said, get going straight away. Go ahead and start. So if you already feeling like when you walk in the house that you're ready to get into it. You walk into the room, she walk into the room, somebody into the room, and the other person already there. What all do people really have to do to go ahead and get started with hunching? What is some of the things that y'all feel like y'all gotta do first? Like, do y'all just start? Do y'all like I'm talking about with the foreplay? Do y'all have to like be told that y'all can, that they want to hunch, or do y'all have to get signals? Do y'all have to be made to feel like you want it? Like, what are your turn-ons to get you going? Do you have ways of where a person can just start jumping your bones and you good? Like, you good with that? What are ways? What are ways to take y'all into getting into y'all rhythm? All right, I want y'all to tell me that while we go to this next one. Take responsibility for your own pleasure. Now, this is why I said you have to talk about it. Because if you don't talk about what you like, then are you really going to be pleasure, please, all that? Are you really going to be happy sexually? Are you just sad? Are you just dealing with something just because you feel like that's what you need to do? You feel me? Like I told you, because a lot of times we don't want to leave people alone because of the comfortability. So they may not be giving you no type of good pleasure. The bullshit, it might be straight bullshit in the bedroom, straight bullshit. And you just constantly dealing with it. So if you're going to keep dealing with it, they're going to keep fucking where they're fucking. That's just that. And now you're going to be jacking off. I mean, I was told that women shouldn't say that. Now you're going to be masturbating and pleasuring yourself more than you should. Because y'all not telling people what y'all like, what y'all don't like. And then they end up going at it in you. Boom, 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 boom. And going at it, and y'all just taking it. They roll over and they going on go to sleep. Woman or man, and you sitting up there looking like, I could have did it myself. So you got to talk to y'all, better speak up. Y'all will be be clear, explain what is not being done for you sexually. Because if I gotta be pleasuring myself a lot while I'm let me take that back. Because people got high sex drives. But if I'm pleasuring myself more than I'm getting pleasured, then that's a problem. Okay. And listen to the people when they come and tell you what they don't like and don't like. Just because you feel like you're making somebody feel good, don't make nobody feel bad when they come tell you that you going too hard over here on this side, or you don't suck my titties enough, or you don't suck my penis long enough. You're one hit a quitter. Listen. When people say certain things, it ain't always joking form. It's not always joking form. That's just how they come in because they don't know how else to do it. But people better listen to those things. Those are key things. Those are things that are helping you know that there can be improvement. And it may sound like a joking situation, but in retrospect, they telling you that you need to do more, do less. Pay attention. That's boring as hell. If my partner, I done told my partner all these things that I like and I don't like, and we can, you know, and they just completely look over it. And you gonna just let them? Because before I start cheating on you, I'm not doing it. Jason, I'm being serious right now. Before I start cheating on you, I'll leave you. Because I'm not going to just deal with that. I'm not just going to sit up and be like, oh, okay, that's cool. You could do whatever you want to do to get me off, but to get you off, but I'm just going to chill and lay right here and just chill. Nah. So y'all got to speak up. Y'all got to speak up, okay? You got to speak up. So because what good sex is really what? Like, what is good sex to y'all? Like, what do you all consider good sex? I want one of y'all to tell me in the comments. Watch out, 9 milli action for that. Yes, I don't even know what that means, but I'm a come back to that. What is good sex to anybody on here? Like on the platform, what is good sex to you? Because I really want to know. I really want to know what you feel is good sex. Because if you could just get head and get hunched and go to sleep and that's good sex, then it's going to be very, very easy to please you. Unless you're one of them people that like rate head based on if somebody make you come, or, you know, because you might be one of them head magicians. But what is great sex? Is good sex to you something that where you can be loose with whoever you're dealing with? Is that something you consider, like, is that something that helps that be great sex? Is it only because that person, like, do you consider it great sex because they make you come every time? Do you consider it great sex by how they, like, what about the head make it so good? What about, like, what makes good sex to y'all? Like, because when you talking about giving somebody memorable sex, you want them to continue coming backwards and forward. You know, that you don't want it to just end. There's a lot of different things that fall into that. It's a lot because what I mean is, like, it's going to lead to other things. The intimacy levels are going to change. You're going to be very inclusive. How a person wants you is going to change, especially if you put down. Like, if you put down, they put down, it's like boom, 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 boom. Great sex all the time. It's like, what do you, this is Shelby's death. This is Shelby's definition of great sex. What is y'all definition of great sex? I would love to know that. Yes, definitely. The energy and connection is definitely key for great sex, to great sex, definitely. And you lead up to that with a lot of the things that I spoke on earlier. A lot of those things are things that lead up to how your sex life is going to be. Definitely, it's gonna lead, because if you don't have a good kinetic connection, or you don't have any like good solid foundation with that person, y'all really ain't gonna be having great sex. Y'all just gonna be fucking, and then that's really all y'all gonna have, because a lot of things ain't gonna be there because there's no other kind of foundation. Other things that lead up to great sex are like specifics on intimacy levels, like what type of people are y'all? Like okay, we get some answers dropped. Let me put these answers up here. Jason says spontaneity. Definitely. Doing something new, trying something new. Maybe if y'all hunch on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and somebody hunch, they decide, oh, shit, let me go do it on Tuesday. Thank you, yes, that's a good one. Definitely spontaneity. Great sex will make that inner animal come out. Oh, he talking about his side. Okay, okay. I get you, though, buddy. I'm I just got to give you a hard time. But yes, you got to, yes, truly. Great sex will bring out that inner animal. And then a lot of y'all be scared to release that chemical that's going to give off great sex. You know what I'm saying? You be scared to let it go. It's like you're not ready to let that person see it. And if it's because there's other issues, like remember I said you gotta have trust, respect, all those things that lead up to leading into great sex. If any of those things are broken, it's going to be hard to continue to have great sex. Somebody's always going to be doing something sexual that's guarded. Role playing and toys. True that. True that. It's a lot of people that's definitely into the toys. The role playing is definitely a fun aspect to add to sexual pleasurable things. You don't want to never just be bored, y'all. Ooh, Publix made some of the best lemonades. And that's by no means an ad. But yeah, you gotta be able to do different things. You never want anything to be just boring. Like, dog, I know for a fact, dog. Cause you can have so many great things going on in a relationship, dog, but if it's sex, I'm talking to my dog, like I'm talking to my friend. But if the sex is dead and boring, the relationship really just there. And you, because sex is important. It's a key thing. Like, I don't care what nobody say. It's a key thing, especially at our big old age. It's a key thing. Once we really started learning exactly, you were around like 25 or whatever when you learn the real good stuff that goes into sex. The things that you want to do that be like, like the pleasure that comes with it, trying to think of a word that's not gonna sound like you're in your bedroom right now, but the pleasure that comes along with sex and the different things that you can do and the chemistry that's created while doing so is going to build up that extra toxin, that sexual toxin that's gonna have y'all in there tearing each other apart. Cause I'm telling you, it takes little to nothing to bring the pleasure from somebody. You just gotta pay attention. If you're not a person that's into your partner and you wanna learn different things about your partner sexually, pay attention. And I ain't talking about like, they riding the house showing you sexual things. I'm just saying in general, because it leads up to great sex. Like if a person see you paying attention to the fact that they doing a lot with the children and you work and all of that happening, and the family functional and all those wonderful things, they gonna wanna fuck you good. If you showing that coming home talking about, babe, I done paid off somebody's I done paid off your student loans. I went and got this right here. I went and bought a new sheet set. Little shit. When you pay attention, when a woman or a man sees that you pay attention to some of their small needs that they ain't even really said nothing about, but they like spoke it out loud, but not directly to you. They just speaking it out loud because they reminding themselves of it. And it just shows up. Let me tell you, that's gonna be probably some of the best sex of your life. Okay? So be spontaneous. Do different things. Do role playing. Bring out these toys. Do these things that are going to make your partner want to continue laying up with you even after the sex over. Reality will kick in at some point, but at that moment in time, it's just y'all two. It is just literally y'all two. The physical touching and kissing and doing intimate things without actually doing sex. Like not just the oral stuff, not what you're doing to lead up to sex. Because I'm literally talking about just like y'all could just be chilling, rubbing on each other, giving each other massages. Massages always lead to sex, so by the way. when you get into before you get into the foreplay, it's always a buildup, especially if y'all just chilling and relaxing. It's a Netflix and chill type of situation. Y'all, this might be before you go get food, after you come back from getting food, whatever. You back into the movie, however it's going, whatever is happening. You decide that y'all gonna start having sex. It might start with the lady laying on your leg, and now she kissing on your knee, and now she kissing up your leg, and now all these different things, all these things that lead into it. But don't get me into giving you scenarios now, because I can do that. But all I'm saying is this is leading into that moment. Before the foreplay, it's always some intensity that leads into right before y'all start going, taking off the clothes. How important are those things to you? That's why I say you have to have that communication, because it's a lot of women and it's a lot of men that want to have the whole leading up to aspect that don't get it. And they just getting fucked. It's just like, boom, boom, man. Like, and it's not making them feel good. It's not making them feel good. So you gotta talk about what it is you like and don't like. Because if you in there and y'all constantly getting it, but you are not feeling good about this, y'all. Come on, man. We cannot make people feel like they are giving you pleasure when you are never satisfied. We cannot do that. We cannot. We can't do that. I challenge anybody that's having problems or any type of unnecessary situations happening in their sex life. I challenge any of y'all, who said cute scenarios, I challenge any of y'all to try something new with how you approach sex with your partner. I bet that might be a real wild night. Just a different way. Like, just doing it a different way. Because like I said, you don't always have to just go straight into it. And then a person just, oh yeah, definitely, yeah. Slip some of that poetry in there. Oh, very much so. I get to the deep darkness of that. That's me. But he threw my point off just the end when he said that, because I wasn't expecting nobody saying about the poetry. You should be paying attention. You know I got that good poetry coming. Okay. Back to what I was saying. You have to make sure that there's an intimate level of trust that is put out there before you think that a person is going to just be comfortable and give you all of them. In the beginning, you have to talk about sex. Y'all cannot, you cannot just think that the sexual conversations are just going to happen on their own or just be had. You got to talk about it in the beginning. It ain't got to be the first exact week. Hell, it can be the second week, though. You know, because not, because what, like, you, because in the first week, y'all talking so much on the phone or doing whatever way of communication y'all doing. And y'all doing a lot of conversation because y'all get to know each other, right? So, in the midst of the next week's conversation coming up, you need to start examining what you're dealing with now. Because a lot of people fall in love within 3-4 weeks. Now, y'all, it's a lot of people do that. Just being honest, they be in love. And they be in love with the thought of who they're dealing with. They're not completely in love with the person. They're just in love with the thought of what they have in front of them. And when that happens, you know what? You know what that tends to lead to? Sex. So now, in the midst of it all, we into the second, third week of courting each other, getting to know each other, and sex come up. Are you going to hold back? Are you going to say what you like and don't like? Are you going to share sexual photos? Are you going to kiss and hug through text? Are y'all going to meet up? And like, are y'all, what are y'all going to do to lead up to that? What's the next step? What's the next step? Or is y'all just going to jump right into it? Either nothing is wrong with either one of those ways. We got to be able to just explore the options. But have those conversations first. It don't matter what you do, how you do it. Just have those conversations first. You got to have those conversations, man. The younger me probably was like very, very shy about what to say about sex. You know, the older me, I don't give a damn. I don't care. You gonna know what I like, don't like, when to do it, not do it. And because a person gonna read you. They trying to learn you. They putting two and two together just like you is. So it shouldn't be no reason why we can't have these conversations, because we both here on the same page. On the same page. So we gotta get into it, have those conversations. Have those tough conversations. Have those tough ones. I want to talk about, it was something else I wanted to say. Let me sit right now. And another way to get your mind sexually stimulated to get your body sexually stimulated is work through the person mind. Baby, come through the person mind, baby. Learn who you're dealing with. Get to know who you're dealing with. Figure them out, because they're going to be giving you clues on a regular basis about who you're dealing with. Okay? Trust me. Trust me when I say this. So, types of food they eat, types of clothes they wear, types of cologne, perfume. I'm telling you, small shit. You come in their house, if you smell incense, if you see some flowers, like just little shit. Now, tell the person you want to see them, you slide up over there, and next thing you know, I'm telling you, these little small things. So if you're not prepared when you go in, if you go and do something small for a person, especially for a woman, just something small to let her know that you are thinking about her, that you have noticed this and you noticed that. I was about to say go and do some grocery shopping, but eggs don't went up. But whatever small feature that you decide to bring to the table, right? Because you know that this person has had a tough week, that had a falling out with his boss, or the child done ran the person blood pressure up, or work just ain't doing good, school just ain't doing good, whatever. Show up. This is your moment to show up. And this is your moment to have some unscripted, disgusting sex. Let's get into it if you really want to know now. I'm telling you, get into it. And reading them on an intellectual level, because if they're not the type of person that's going to share with you physically, like by mouth, what's going on, pay attention to it. Just pay attention to their actions. to their what's going on with them on a mental level, how their spirit feeling, like just think about all the things that they normally do and it's not happening right now. So things start to suffer. And if things are suffering, you know that they need a little bit of extra oomph. And giving them the extra oomph, you ain't trying to do it because for a sexual reason. That's not your goal. That's not your end game. You know what I'm saying? You're doing it because you care about them. But that showing that care and that concern and that support does something to both male and female. It's a better way to have great sex. It's so easy to think that great sex just is going to be just banging every time just because y'all too bad. That's a bad bitch and he a fine nigga or a fine man. And because of fine bodies, that's just going to ultimately lead to dope ass sex. Are you kidding me? No, it's not. Period. I don't care what nobody say. I don't let nobody lie to you and think that two of the finest people in the world are going to have the best sex in the world. No, no, no. They might be struggling and cheating on each other because something ain't working and nobody or somebody don't know how to do something right. So don't bet your money on making or thinking that the finest people having the best sex. Nah, don't put your money on ice. They'll show you some. Great sex reduces stress and anxiety. It's a lot of men that have high blood pressure problems that are told to have a lot of sex because you know when you get put on the blood pressure pills, it takes away. It takes away some of your testosterone. It takes it away. Check seriously. If you don't know, if they didn't tell you when you got the pills, I'm telling you right now, blood pressure medicine can dry a woman up and it can make a man less hard. Make you don't want to fuck and take away your drive and all that shit. So now, that's why they tell you to continue to have a lot of sex. For one, it lowers your blood pressure. Two, it lowers your blood pressure. And three, you might get off them damn pills and you don't have to worry about it taking away your sex drive. You shouldn't even get on them. But some people be too far gone with their blood pressure. They have to get on them. So, but it does take away from those things. So, if you do have those issues, you'll at least know that fucking will help cure your blood pressure issues. It takes away, it reduces stress and anxiety levels. You gotta really be fucking. Like, all y'all who sit around here hunching like twice a week, why? Why y'all fucking like twice a week? Like, on purpose? And y'all got people? And y'all hunting twice a week on purpose. Good sex is it increases your brain power. Good sex is good for your mental. It's good. You fucking is good. Fucking is good. Like, fuck. Get the fucking. Y'all better get y'all shit together. Before I pass over to the next century or the next millennium or whatever that comes, and my body and my spirit does what it does, and it transcends. I want to be getting hunched in the midst of me dying, or walking to the porch after getting hunched. And we sitting on the rocking port, on the chair in our rocking chairs. I don't give a damn how old I'm gonna be. I'm gonna hunch until my parts don't work no more. That's dumb. Why would I be with somebody and I don't hunch? I'm almost thinking that people hold back for punishment to themselves, and then I mean punishment to others, and then they end up punishing themselves. But why hold back sex? Sex? Y'all, if you having real good sex, how you gonna stop punching? Great sex takes away depression and loneliness. I didn't know it brings it if you weren't getting it. I'm trying to take it. Take me over like that. I'm telling you. And while wow, right on out there, gonna sit down and rock on the little porch and just be chilling. And then if they say, and then, you know, and it's like, it's over. I know that I had really, 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 really great sex. yeah, and it gives you, they say great sex has a higher life expectation and satisfaction. So I think that more so matters too if you're older. So if you are active, and because sex is activity. So if you're being, if you are giving yourself activity while you're having sex, I mean, while you get older, it's a chance that you live longer just because y'all have, y'all got a good activity. And that's why I say I want to, at that point, that my whole point is just, I guess, the, you know, I, when I die, it'll be after getting beat down. Yes, sir. I believe it. That's how I'm claiming it. Improved health. Great sex gives you great health. Your health will improve damn near 80 to 90%, especially if you hunt regularly. I just said earlier, how do people live in the same house together and they hunt twice a week? What? People that only live in the same house together hunt more than twice a week. Yeah, I'm gonna start hunting. It might just save your life. It might just save your life. Little life now. It gives you improved health. Improved health. And who don't want to have better health? Because you got all this activity going. You got all this range happening. You got people beating your guts in. Somebody sucking your guts out. Like, you, it's a delicious moment. And most of us will not ever experience that because we want to deal with somebody who looks good but does not fuck good. And on that note, I'm going to say to y'all, if you are not out here fucking good, what are you doing? I'm going to check back with y'all next Wednesday on SW Podcast, because if it ain't nothing else y'all should be out there doing regularly on a regular basis besides getting money and taking care of your family, you should be fucking. Thank y'all for tuning in today. I appreciate y'all. Y'all have a good rest of the night and a good rest of the week. Peace.